Oh, looks like I'm on, so are ready to go. Okay. We're reconvening the hearing on the conditional use permit for the dog training facility. I think we were going to go to the applicant next to have some follow up. And just your name again once more for the record.
My name is Mark Kuhlman, and I'm with Team 4 Engineering.
Okay. And you swear to tell the truth as you did before, okay?
The truth. Yes, thank you. I'm going to address John Russell's comments. The first one, dealing with the code for noise. He did see something in there that, frankly, I didn't really see the way he understands it. And so we spoke with Catherine, the planner, and we'll agree to an additional condition of approval that would allow the complaint to be addressed to the facility. We understand that a neighbor cannot know the owner of one of eight dogs that might be at the class, and that would be an unnecessary burden for a neighbor with a concern. And we don't think that any complaint would go anywhere except to the facility. So we just as well address those concerns immediately to the facility. And I've asked Catherine to please prepare some proposed verbiage for a condition of approval that the normal procedure, the call goes to the animal control facility for an official action, and that would then come to the facility,
okay,
rather than trying to search out the initial dog owner. We always, though, believe that neighbors need to be neighborly. We're going to control our noise, but if there is a complaint, we would hope that it would be addressed to the facility initially, rather than initiating, you know, the legal process immediately. So I would ask John Russell to not be afraid to come over and talk to him if he's got a concern. The hours proposed are not hours to identify activity from beginning to end.
Right.
The trainers are serving the public, and they want to serve the public at the time that the public is available to be served. So the classes, when they are organized, will be based around the availability of the dog owner rather than the dog trainer. And so that's why the hours have been extended from 9 to 8:30 so that they can be flexible. It isn't going to change the amount of classes. It isn't going to change the duration of classes. They need to be flexible for the purpose of providing the care that these customers need. So we need those hours to be long. The building is insulated, so more sound attenuation. There will be some upgrades through a building permit that will include addition of sheetrock in some of the areas, so it will be even more sound attenuation than it currently is. It is proposed that the predominance of the work is going to be inside this building. Occasionally, there will be some one-on-one outside work, and I will ask Diane to come up and talk about that a little bit more so you better understand what kind of activities could occur outside. They're going to be minimal. And I think Jim Hayes has said what I was going to say about this is not a new operation. These are not new kids on the block. They have been involved in this operation elsewhere in the county. I think that that tells us they know what they're talking about, they know what they're saying, and they know that they have not had noise problems or those kinds of neighborhood disturbance problems. So I think we've got a historical record that says this is going to be a good occupier of this conditional use permit. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
And did you, was there anybody else from the applicant that had, okay. Okay. And your name again for the record?
Diane Canifex.
And you continue to swear to tell the truth?
I do. I just wanted to address a couple things. Occasionally, if we do one-on-one behavior consults and I could see we, part of the conditional use permit is the landscape plan includes an outdoor yard area that will be fenced in completely. That would be for doing one-on-one training for things like loose leash, where you need more room to walk the dog, or for off-leash recalls, etc. But again, it would not be dogs just put in the yard and left there to bark or whatever. That was my one comment. Did you want me to give you a history?
Just briefly, I was just curious when you all were established.
CARE was established. Well, I co-founded CARE back in about 2001. We got our business license in 2002. I've been training for over 25 years. I am a certified trainer, as is my other trainer, Kathy. And we do rescue through fosters. We don't have a kennel or shelter, don't ever intend to have a kennel or shelter. All of our rescues are done through foster homes, and that's our business plan. We do training currently in the Fleet Reserve Association Branch 310 building in Silverdale, which we've never had any complaints. I do training for Bainbridge Island Parks and Recreation at Seabold Hall, which is right smack in the middle of several homes. Again, we've never had any complaints, and we do some outdoor, like camps for kids during the summer, and never had any complaints for noise, etc. And again, I want to reinforce what Mark said, and that we will be good neighbors. We will do everything we can to ensure that our neighbors are unaware of the fact that we're, you know, there and doing these classes.
Any other questions? No, not at this time. Mr. Russell, was there anything else that you wanted to add or to elaborate on, given kind of the response to your comments from earlier? Or is that it? I may keep the record open for a little bit to allow, I think the staff is going to work with the applicant on the wording on that, the condition. Maybe if I can hear from staff on what you'd like to do on that, then I'll follow up with you on.
Catherine Schaefer for the record. I have title or Kitsap County Code Chapter 7.14030 infractions, and I just wanted to expand a little bit more on what it applies to. So I'm going to read subsection 2 right now. Animal noise. For any persons to own any animal which is barking, howling, baying, squealing, crowing, crying, bleating, screeching, or making any noises by volume or frequency unreasonably disturbs or interferes with peace of any persons for more than 15 minutes in any 1 hour period of any day, and is documented 3 or more separate episodes of such noise in sequence in 7-day period. The burden is upon the owner, which we talked about earlier, to maintain quiet. Exceptions. Exceptions to the subsection are farm animals and permitted zones, commercial pet facilities, animal welfare facilities, veterinary hospitals, or grooming parlors. So if we look at the definition from Kitsap County Code of what a commercial pet facility is, it's a place where animals are boarded or bred. So this obviously isn't going to be happening on this site. And then if you go to animal welfare facilities, it's housed or maintained. So it's my interpretation that this facility is not exempt from enumerated right there. So the complaint would go against the facility as per the code. And that's my interpretation, and that's based on the Kitsap County Code's definitions of commercial pet facility and animal welfare facility. So the permit is already conditioned for 7.14030. So if it doesn't meet the exemption criteria, then it'll already go against the owner of the facility, okay, is how I'm interpreting it.
Okay. That's consistent with how I had been looking at that code language. But that's been, I think, clarified for the record to address that concern that the facility would not be exempt.
Yeah, it's not exempt. So adding the additional condition is going to be redundant in staff's opinion.
So, okay. Yeah. So, okay. So there's no need, I think, to keep the record open to address that. Mr. Russell, was there anything specific that you needed to, or you, and I do understand your concerns. I have all of those, and
John Russell, again, for the record.
And continue to swear to tell the truth. Yeah.
In closing, I'd just like to say that it is a residential area. It's my home. And, you know, the increased traffic, the nuisance, and the possible noise, it is all of concern to me. And I would feel that the burden to be invisible would be placed upon the business that's not in an urban area. And just, I would like my home to stay my home and peaceful and quiet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I think that's it. Nothing further from the applicant? Okay. A written decision will be out on this within 10 days, probably actually by the end of next week. As I had mentioned earlier, that will be emailed to the planning department and then provided to the applicant and is to you, Mr. Russell, and then anyone else that you all have on your list. So, okay, the hearing is closed on this matter, and you all are welcome to stay for the second one, but certainly not required to. The next matter on the agenda is a shoreline substantial development permit. Does staff have any need to, you need to recess for 5 minutes? Are you ready to go right now? Okay, so we'll take a 5-minute recess.